Metis Within. When Zeus had tricked Athena's mother into becoming a fly in order to use his lizard tongue to reel her in, Metis had been uncharacteristically foolish, or so it seemed. In fact, she had not been tricked at all. She had done the tricking. Metis means craft and guile, after all. She had quite deliberately allowed herself to be consumed by Zeus. More than that, she had duped him into doing so. She saw that if she sacrificed her freedom and remained inside him always, she could assume the role of a wise counsellor, a sort of consigliere, forever able to whisper advice to him, whether he liked it or not. Those who speak truth to power usually end up in chains or an early grave, but inside Zeus's head, Metis could never be silenced. She would be a prudent check on the reckless excesses and headlong passions that often threatened to get the god of thunder into trouble. His storms of temper, lust, and jealousy needed to be balanced by her calm voice, a voice that could urge his instincts into more rational and enlightened channels. Whether Metis sacrificed her freedom out of a sense of duty and responsibility, or out of love for the Zeus whom she had always adored, I cannot conclusively state. I like to think that it was a mixture of the two. It was, as a Greek might say, her Moira, both to serve and to love. Combined with his other positive characteristics, charisma, we are permitted to use that tired word here, it is Greek after all, heart, native guile, and usually a strong sense of justice, fairness, and right, the shrewd inner guidance of Metis helped raise Zeus into a great ruler, whose attributes far outshone those of his father and grandfather, Cronos and Uranos. In fact, so much a part of him did Metis become that Homer sometimes referred to Zeus as Metieta, wise counsellor.